Continuing with our Veteran of the Game presentation brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services, we've heard from Alan Januzzi, the head coach of Firelands, as he named Caleb Abfall the Falcon Veteran of the Game. And now joining us is the head coach of the Amherst Comets, Pat Bray, who for the second time this year gets to name an Amherst Comet as the Veteran of the Ball Game. So, Coach, welcome back to WEOL, and who have you chosen for tonight for the Amherst Veteran of the Game?
Well, tonight's going to be Marshall Busey. Marshall's one of my two guards, and he's just been doing a phenomenal job this year scoring and just taking some leadership role, being a senior this year. And so Marshall's just earned it this way, and I thought, you know, this would be a great time for him to step up and, you know, get some accolades for what he's been doing these first early part of the year.
Pat, you and I didn't have a chance to do a pregame tonight because of the back-to-back with the girls and the boys, but I know when we did the pregame for the Olmsted Falls ball game, you just sang Marshall's praises as a young man who really stepped up as far as buying into your program and doing the things that you want him to do to be a leader on this basketball team.
Yeah, Marshall, I mean, we talked about it last game, and Marshall was living on the three-point line, and we talked about it, and, you know, I said, hey, I need you to do more than just shoot the three, and he's really took that into consideration. He's worked at penetrating and getting to the rim, and he's also, his defense has really picked up, so he's really deserving of this award.
Well, terrific. So congratulations goes out to Marshall Busey of Amherst. He is tonight's Comet Veteran of the Game, and again, the Veteran of the Game brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services, dedicated to building better lives for the veterans of Lorain County. That's Lorain County Veteran Services. A quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the start of the second half as Amherst entertains the Firelands Falcons in our girls-boys doubleheader. This is the boys' matchup, and the second half follows this on the Colson and Colson cage matchup on WEOL and, of course, online at WEOL.com.